When we see a threat in life, whether it's an animal on the savannah in Africa, or whether it's encountering someone in a dark alley that is a threat to you, you have a choice. You can fight or you can run. It's called the fight or flight response that's in our brains. I noticed that when I lost my daughter, I couldn't fight it because it happened. I can't change it and I can't run from it. Does fight or flight, which we can use in most cases or in many cases in life when trauma hits or danger, it doesn't apply here because you can't run and you can't fight it. You got to figure out a different way.
Well, first of all, death is definitely a threat. In fact, Claudia Jewett, in her book, Helping Children Cope with Separation and Loss, says that a child will feel the threat of death throughout the house and with his or her siblings and parents and so forth. So death is definitely a threat to us. In fact, let me just say something else about this, Eli. Death is such a threat to us that most people don't like to talk about it. One out of one people die, as we've said many, many times, but people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. So I'm not sure the concept of fight or flight is appropriate for death, and you've explained that you really don't have a lot of choices when it comes to death. But here's what I would say about it. Somebody can try to ignore death. They can avoid it. They can ignore it, but it's only for a period of time. Eventually, it will catch up with you. And you say, well, how's it going to catch up with me? Many times, unresolved grief comes out in relationships. Unresolved grief comes out in anger. Unresolved grief comes out in feeling guilty. There's all of these negative emotions that you're going to end up having to try to manage down the line later on if you don't deal with the grief right now. You don't go over grief, around grief, or under grief. You have to go right through grief. And so therefore, flight is not an option when it comes to grief. Fight is. And the fight is context into the whole idea of doing things.
Yeah. You know, it's not as simplistic to say a right way or a wrong way. You have to find your way. But I always come back to sports because that was my life. And one of my favorites was Sparky Anderson. And he would say to players, there aren't three ways to do things. There's either the right way or the wrong way. And the right way is, in grief, it seems to me, is you have to find your path, but you can't avoid it. You need to fight it, no matter how much it hurts, and stay with it and find the path and the help you need so that you can deal with it appropriately, learn to manage it for the rest of your life.
I like the word management, and you've used that in other sessions. I like it because I think management involves scrutiny. I think management involves accountability. I think management involves assessment. Those are very important things when you're grieving. And when I say fight, people think of really, you know, fighting the threat. But in this case, this threat is so universal and so encompassing that we have to use every possible skill that we have in managing it. It can be done. You're a great example of somebody that went on a quest to find out about what you were dealing with, this horrible feeling that you really couldn't describe. You're a great example of someone that went on a quest to say, what do I need to do here? And you've done it.
I decided early on, I got to stick my face in it. I can't avoid it. I've got to learn about it. And I got to take the challenge of learning what grief is, understanding my grief, and learning, as you said, how to manage it.